Hey everybody, my name's John Shucker, and I think this is going to be my first podcast to Blind Cool Tech, because I recorded another one that I didn't like so much that I want to re-record, and I figured I would play with my new mixer, which is really weird because Goldwave is recording everything really faintly, even though it's really loud in my ears with the headphones. So if anybody can explain that, that'd be wonderful, if anybody's into audio and wants to get a hold of me and talk about it. You can contact me. My email address is Gwynn, GWYNN, at TDS.net. So, anyway, for my first podcast, I thought I would do a review of the Pirate Memory Game, which is part of the Clango environment. Now, Clango is this audio environment that you can write games in, although I don't think the programming language documentation has been translated from Polish yet, so it's mostly Polish companies producing these games. But they're pretty good, I think. They have one now that boy, I can't think of what it's called. Haunted Factory, that's basically like audio Tetris. Excuse me, and I just find that to be very, very confusing, but, anyway, the Pirate Memory Game is fun. I don't want to tell you too much about it, because the thing is, when you run Clango for the first time, it has this really nice tutorial that goes, oh, you're running me for the first time, and it tells you how to use Clango, and then when you run the game, there's some construction outside or something. When you run the game, it has a first time thing, so it tells you all about it, and you can go into that again, like, if you need to. You can pick both of those. Hang on a minute. I'm trying to find out if somebody's at the door. There's sirens. It's like cacophony all of a sudden when I want to do my podcast. Anyway, what was I saying? I don't remember now. Oh, you basically use the arrow keys to move around. You can use like the right and left arrows to go through the menus and in the game. So let me tell you where you can get the games. So you're going to hear my keyboard clacking around, but you shouldn't hear Jaws yet. Let me make sure I have the site right. Okay, Microsoft Internet Explorer, and that's going to probably cause some sort of glitch in Goldwave, because the disk just went. I believe it's www.clangogames.com, and Clango is spelled with a K. Yeah, it's www.clangogames, Klango, games, all one word, .com. And that's where you go to get it, and there is a demo. I bought it. It was 20-some dollars. I forget exactly what it was. Excuse me. Let me explain to you what the game is, because I'm not going to really be able to talk about it when I go through it, because you get a limited amount of time. It's one of those memory games. So what you do is you walk around this board of squares, and you there's three different playing environments. There's on the pier, the seaside, and in the sea, and they all have different sounds and things. So you can, you know, and they're all just different kinds of environments. I don't think you don't beat one level and have to go to the other, which is good, because I've never beaten one of them. excuse me. It has like, I think, 12 levels for each one. So what you do is you walk around this board of squares, and when you come across a thing to flip over, you hit enter on it, and it makes a sound. And then you match that sound. You have to go find another one and match that sound. And if you get two matches in a row, you get extra time. And if you get three matches in a row, you get more extra time, and so on. And you want that, because the extra time gets converted into points at the end of the round. The more extra time you have, the more points you have. You only get, I think, 5 points apiece for matching the pairs. So really, that's the way you make points in the game, is to get extra time. Not extra time. Like, the more time you have left at the end. So, for example, I think in the first round, you get... There's a bus. That's going to be fun. The window's open here. It's a really nice day out in Madison, Wisconsin here. And the window's open, and this mic is cranked up so I can not face it and still be heard. So, which is why I'm so curious about why it's so quiet when I play it back. But anyway, what was I saying? The game. So, like, you get 30 seconds for the first round. So the more time you have left at the end, you get double those points. So if I have, like, 15 seconds left at the end, I get 30 points out of that. I think it's double. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter. The game is really... You know, when I downloaded it, I was like, oh, okay, it's a memory game, big deal. And, I found myself playing it, like, just playing it over and over again, and I rarely do that with games. I'm kind of picky, and I get bored pretty easily. I'll play something like, one of the pinball games and be like, oh, I must have been playing this for hours, and it'll be like 20 minutes. But yeah, I like this game. It goes kind of quick, and it's fun. This, and sighted people can play it too. My fiance tried it, and she's generally not really into audio games, and she was all like, I'm gonna beat your score, which she did, and then I beat her again. So now she has to try to play me again at some point. So let me let's get into the game, shall we? Let's. So in the Clango environment, it puts a folder on your desktop. It's a Clango folder, and there's other stuff in it. So let me pop JAWS into the mix here. Let me put JAWS in the mix. Okay, do we have JAWS in the mix? Yes, JAWS is in the mix. I'm not really gonna slow JAWS down because I'm not really doing anything with JAWS. So okay, so it puts a Clango folder in a desktop. Let me turn JAWS up a little bit so you can get more of a pop.
My network, please. My computer.
So it's more in
my network, places.
Tune. Okay. That works. So what we do
my computer.
Is you have a Clango folder, so let's hit K.
Clango.
And we hear Clango.
C / documents and settings / all users / desktop / Clango. Folder view list view. Not selected. Middle games. 1 of 9.
And then we have some subfolders in here.
Haunted Factory demo.
And that's the other game, the Haunted Factory, the Tetris one.
Info about Clango.
Info about Clango. So I'm just going to hit K again.
Clango.
And I get on the Clango. So now I actually want to unload JAWS with insert F4. Let me unload JAWS. And then I'm going to minimize to the desktop again to make sure I'm on... Oh, wait, I don't want to minimize to the desktop. Oh, what am I going to do now? I should have minimized to the desktop, and... Alright, let me... Because I have Goldwave running, so let me do this. Let me rerun JAWS. Hold on now.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Desktop.
This
folder
is
view
stupid of me.
Goldwave. C / documents. All right. / all users. / desktop. /
so let me close Clango here.
Desktop. Folder.
Otherwise... Alright, so now, well, here, just because I have Goldwave running, I'm on Clango on the desktop, so this will be good because it can show you how you can get to it without JAWS. So let's unload JAWS again. Minimize to the desktop. Hit K for Clango. Hit enter. Hit K for Clango again. I love this opening intro sound, by the way. I love this guy. He's like, Clango. It's so cool. So check this out. Here, we're going to run it now.
Clango.
That's perhaps a little loud. Let's put that down a little bit.
Hello.
It's so
what do you want to do?
Tough tone of voice.
Start the game.
Okay, so here are some of my choices. I can start the game.
Post the best results on the Clango website.
Post the best results on the Clango website.
User's guide.
That's the user's guide. That comes up when you run it for the first time. And that Clango, I think it tells you about who created it and stuff.
Exit.
And then I can exit. So let's
start the game.
Let's go to start the game. I'm going to hit enter on that.
game.
Haunted Factory demo version.
So that's the Haunted Factory. I'm gonna pick
Pirate Memory Game.
And like I said, I registered this, and the demo is really playable. It gives you like, I think 5 or 6 levels of each thing to play through. So, excuse me. So it's very fun. I love it. So here we go. We're gonna hit enter on it.
If you want to skip the intro, please press the spacebar.
I won't.
Damn it. Who is it? Who's this landlubber who's entered my tavern? Keep down, you poor excuse for a parrot.
What do you want to do? Start the game?
Okay, so here we are in the tavern. Now, the only confusion... I'll get to that later. Let me go through the options. You can start the game.
Get to know the best players.
Kind of look at the high scores.
How to play.
There's the how to play. That comes up when you first run it, but if you need it, you can bring it up again.
Created by.
It tells you created it, created by.
Leaving the tavern.
Leaving the tavern. That's how you exit.
Leaving the tavern.
And that's the sound it makes when you're all the way over, so.
Create. I'll get started again.
And I want you to hear, by the way, it's pretty responsive. I'm just going to whip back and forth through them with the left and right arrow pretty quick. So if you're like, oh, I just want to get to it, you.
Get living. I'll get started. Start the game.
So, let's hit enter and start the game.
Where do you feel like playing?
On the pier.
Now, I'll play on the pier.
At the seaside.
So, at the seaside.
In the sea.
And in the sea. So, I'm going to play at the pier just because it's kind of the easiest to understand. Now, like I said, you use your 4-hour arrows to move around this board. And you hit enter to open up a card. Which on the pier they sort of sound like bottles, but they have different sounds in the seaside and in the sea. And you can hear there's some nice violin playing in the background, which I think someone actually did. There's actually a one of the guys is actually listed as the violin player, so I assume he actually played. So let's hit enter on
On the pier.
On the pier. There's a bus again.
662 points!
That's my high score.
The first board. 3 squares wide, 3 squares long. Number of pairs you need to collect.
2!
Time for doing this.
30 seconds!
Plan, have you? Start!
Now you hear, I'm kind of overlapping the sounds, I'm running right through them. Because you kind of have to. So there's one match.
Wow, you've made it! The time remaining...
15 seconds!
I will exchange it into points, which will make you tally so far.
30 points!
For the pairs collected, points awarded...
10 points!
The final score is...
40!
Beware of the next one.
So now here's the next level.
The second board.
I'll just do a couple of them.
3 squares wide, 3 squares long. Number of pairs you need to collect...
3!
Time for doing this...
35 seconds!
So you don't get a lot of time.
Start!
Oh.
Wow, you've made it. The time remaining...
22
Excuse me.
I will
so now, suppose I don't want to hear this. I hit the spacebar.
The final score is...
Start again.
Alright.
And I can interrupt all that. I'll let the next one play. I just wanted to show you that you could interrupt all, like a lot of the dialogue with the space bar.
Number of pairs you need to collect.
So 3x3 board and 4 pairs to collect, so it gets harder, you see.
Move on.
Thought I had one there. See, I'm messing up now.
Extra time, not bad.
So there's my extra time. And there's my last pair.
Wow, you've made it. The time remaining.
28 seconds.
I will exchange it into points, which will make you tally so far.
56 points.
For the pairs collected, points awarded.
So that's the tally for the round.
The final score is
175.
Now it's going to be harder, so tread carefully.
So I'll play one more level. You get a different board configuration.
The fourth board.
Two.
5 squares wide, 4 squares long. Number of pairs you need to collect.
3.
See?
Time for
so we've reached a 5x4 board.
Go for it!
Right,
make or break time!
Let's see if I get this. So now, I'm gonna escape. I'm gonna leave
Wait
the game.
A minute. Where are you going? To the tavern?
So that gets you back to...
Start again. Return to the game.
Because I can go back to the tavern.
Start again.
I can apparently restart the game. I've never tried that, but I assume that's what it does since it says start again.
Return to the game.
And I can return to the game right where I left off. So that will continue my game in progress. I'm gonna leave because I hope you got kind of an idea of... It's got to be really boring hearing me play it, because when you first start playing it, the only reason I'm that like fast and able to go and hear the other sounds and stuff is because I've been playing it for... I bought it right after it came out, actually. It came out on... I forget when, but I found it on the... I can't remember the name of the site. It's the Accessible Games thing. Not audiogames.net, but the other one. I can't remember who runs it, but he develops games. And it's the list of blind accessible game developers. I'll give you that site too. I'll go find it quick. But I downloaded it when I found out about it on there, and I played it for I think a day or so, and then I bought it, and I've been playing it on, like, ever since. I mean, not constantly, but you know. When you start out, you know, I wasn't that fast. It was hard, but I was kind of going through it to try to get the best times and everything. So you'll. Let me start a game over again, and I'll try to go slower.
Start again?
Let's start again. And I'll interrupt some stuff.
The first board.
Oh,
3 squares wide, 3 squares long. Number of pairs you need to collect.
2!
Alright.
Time for doing this.
30 seconds.
So I have 30 seconds.
Start!
That thunk sound is I'm at the end of the board. So I just opened a thing. I'm gonna open another one. Now they're wrong, so they didn't match, so they went back to where they were. That was luck.
Wow, you made it!
Alright, so now I'm gonna escape again.
Wait a minute. Where are
you see,
going?
You can interrupt things pretty easily. Let's go back to the tavern. I don't know why it's doing that beeping noise.
What do you want to do? Start the game?
Now, here's the one confusing thing about this. On the website, they call the main menu that you come into when you run Clango, they call it the Game Lounge or something. Well, so let's go... Now we're in the tavern. We're in the Pirate's Tavern. So let's go to leave the game.
Get to know how to play. Created by...
leaving the tavern.
So we're gonna leave the tavern.
What? Too much for you? What a whim. I suppose you want to return to the tavern. Yes.
So you see how he said return to the tavern? He doesn't really mean that. He doesn't mean to the pirate's tavern. He means to the main game menu. So if you say yes, you'll go back to the menu, and then if you say no, you'll go back into the tavern. Let's say no, and you'll be able to get to you'll be right back at the pirate game thing.
No.
No. Let's say that.
What do you want to do? Start the game?
So let me
get a living. Leaving the tavern.
Leave the tavern here.
What? Too much for you? What a whim. I suppose you want to return to the tavern. Yes.
I personally really like the fact that it's so responsive that you can whip through the choices that fast, and it's not like you have to wait for every single thing to speak. There's another bus or car or something. So let's leave the tavern here.
We'll come again. What do you want to do? Start the game.
There's more hammering outside. So let's leave the game. Let's hear the Clango thing. Let's hear who it was created by and everything, because they're all from Poland, of course. So the names are beautiful, because when you read them with Jaws, especially, you're like, I don't know how to pronounce those, and they pronounce them, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool, you know. Let's hear the Clango thing.
Tomasz Kuriata, Maciej Muszytowski, Waldemar Razik, Sebastian Smyczyński. Visit Clango website www.clango.pl if you want to know more. What do you want to do? Start the game.
So now, Clango.pl, that's for like the programming language side of it, and you can get the Clango environment there. But the other nice thing I should say is that the when you download the games, there's a version of the download without Clango, in case you already have it. Or there's a version with Clango, which is nice, because when I downloaded the Haunted Factory demo, you needed a newer version of Clango than I had, which I downloaded it without Clango the first time, because I didn't know what version I had, I forgot. And it didn't work. It said you need a newer version. So all I did was went back to the website and downloaded the version with Clango in it. And it checks and says, oh, you need a newer version of Clango. And it runs the Clango installer. And it just installs right over top of your old version of Clango. And then it installs the game. And it does that exactly if you download the demo, the pirate memory game demo with Clango in it. It'll do the same thing. It'll just go, you need to install Clango, it'll run the installer, and then it'll install the game, and you're done. You're good to go. So I think that's pretty awesome. I think they have a good product, and I'm waiting for them to translate the documentation from Polish, because I'd like to see if I could play around with the programming language and write a game. I'm sure it's a lot harder than it might seem, but I'm kind of excited by it. I think it's a neat environment. So I won't do a Demry. A Demry. What's a Demry? I don't know what I'm talking about. I won't do a demo of Haunted Factory because, quite frankly, I'm not that good at it. I don't quite understand it yet. But it's there on the website. You can go and download it yourself, and it has explanations. Just like it's done by a different company, actually, it's done by different people, but it has explanations just like the pirate memory game and stuff. It has a little tutorial and everything. So let's leave Clango here.
Exit. Do you want to exit? Yes. No. No.
And that's what happens when you go too far.
Yes.
So let's leave the game.
Bye bye.
That's very nice. It's very soothing, you know, they tell you goodbye and everything. So let me pop Jaws off here out of the mix now. Okay. Jaws is out of the mix. So I think Jaws is out of the mix. What the hell am I doing? I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I shouldn't curse on the blind cool tech there. let me bring Jaws back. And Let me find this website with the where I found Clango, because there's this whole list of accessible games. And that's where I go to get my kind of game info. So let me find it. Wow, that bus was loud in my head. It probably, I don't know how to pick up on Goldwave. Okay. So let's see. This website here is it's www.pcsgames.net. I missed something. So it's www.pcsgames.net/game-co.htm. That's the site with a big list of accessible games. And that's where I found Clango. And like I said, I downloaded the demo. I usually check, you know, games out when they come out to see if there's anything good. And I really liked it, and so I bought it. And it was, you know, not too bad. It was like $20 or $30. So check it out. There's a demo that you can, you know, like I said, you download the demo, and that's free. You can play with that. You get like 5 or 6 levels, I think, to play with on each environment. So for all 3 of them, you don't, you know, get just to play one. And I think it's a really fun game. It surprises me, because like I said, when I downloaded it, I was just kind of like, I don't know. And it turned out to be a really fun game. So hopefully you enjoyed this first amateur podcast effort here. Hopefully it comes out okay. And hopefully I'll submit some more. I play a lot of weird instruments and stuff, so maybe I'll try sending some stuff in on that. But I thought it might be nice to review this game, since I don't think anyone else has done it. And I think it's a great game. It's really fun. So this is John Shucker from Madison, Wisconsin. Let me give you my email address again, because I'm not on the list. And I don't know how much I can help you if you contact me, because, I mean, I think I've given you all the information you need. But in case you want to anyway, my email address is Gwynn, G-W-Y-N-N, at tds.net. So you can contact me there, and if you have any questions or anything, I guess, or if you can solve my mixer problem. It's not really a problem, it's just funny, because the mic is really loud. Like, I have the headphones monitoring it, and I'm sure it's because I have the volume on that turned up, but like, the mic is really loud and it's picking up my voice. It's, you can really hear the bass, and when I play it back in Goldwave, even if I turn that volume up a lot, it's like fairly quiet. At least it sounds that way to me. So it doesn't sound like anything near like what it sounds like through the mixer. So that's kind of odd. But anyway, I don't know if anybody can help out with that, or if anybody cares. But if you do, you can contact me. So hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast. I've enjoyed doing it. And I will podcast at you guys later.